Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Once again, this blessful January the 6th, to enjoy some fellowship and with the bread man, the one time for your mind. Ow! We're going to have a great show today. We're going to have some special guests on here talking about things they seen in the grudge game. Y'all know how the bread man do it for you new callers. How I do it is basically I come on in and give an inspirational vitamin, and then we go into what's at hand. Today, the bread man will be speaking on light up your life. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whosoever follow me will never walk in darkness, but we'll have the light of life." You can read this in John, the 8th chapter. Darkness can cause fear, depression, loneliness, and sorrow. The darkness of the soul has a similar effect on people. When light comes, it brings relief and feeling of safety. The light of hope and peace flickers and dims when we face afflictions and trials. The only way to overcome the darkness is to turn to Christ instead of fearing the darkness. Light a small candle of faith to brighten it. Walk in his light, and soon you will find that the darkness has passed. With his light in your heart, each day becomes radiant for you. I've read the inspirational vitamin of June the 6th. Let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for allowing us to have another blessed year to fellowship with one another in this walk of grudge racing and living. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask right now that you heal each and every one of us if we are sick. Touch and motivate each one of us if that's what we need. Heavenly Father, continue to watch over our families. Continue to look after the brethren who are out there on the road trying to get back and forth to their destinations, oh, Heavenly Father. We ask that you give them coverage and safety. Heavenly Father, continue to inspire me to be that I need, oh, Heavenly Father, to motivate our listeners. Continue to inspire me, oh, Heavenly Father, to share whatever I have inside of me to help someone out there, oh, Heavenly Father, lift them up. I ask you to continue to motivate those that sponsor this show. Continue to allow me to have a sponsorship, and the people that I've met, oh, Heavenly Father, continue to allow me to stay in touch with them the right way. I ask all of these blessings in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Good morning, good morning. We got one hand up. Let me go ahead. I don't know if he really meant to get it up, but I'm finna go ahead and see what we were working with here. Good morning, 478-4074. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. One time here, my Bread Man. How you doing this morning?
Oh, man. My sponsor just done called just that fast. Good God Almighty. I just prayed for my sponsorship just a minute ago, and already he's lighting my morning with my sponsorship. You must have some news for me this morning. I have another year with Grudge Inc.
Based on what I hear, it would be a mutiny if Bread Man was not part of the Grudge Inc. program. And according to what I have been told on a regular basis, is that the Bread Man Show is the light in Grudge Racing that we can always follow. So, with that, you know, I mean, how can we not have a light in such a dark world?
Well, then, I really thank you. Thank you not only for the show, but also with helping me if I fall short with some of my bills, too. Do I have that sponsorship, too, Jay Barnes, while I got you on the hot seat?
Hey, I send all the bills to the corporate office out in Butte, Montana. You know, that's where the corporate is located. So, you know, make sure the bills get out there, and we'll have them from that point. Brett, man, I know that you got an exciting show set up, and I don't want to throw you off your keel or what direction you were going in. But I did want you to know too, Brett, man, that we have and just, you know, just let me know when it's time for you to get onto your main topic. But you know, if you hadn't been, and some of your listeners have not been, if they go to grudging.us, you know, they can see where we have listed the top 100 grudge racers, small tire grudge racers in the country, and it's based on how they influenced grudge racing in 2013. Also, we also broke that list down into divisions. You know, one of the things that I have always been trying to overcome in grudge racing is that if you're not careful, most of the people only think about, you know, about five guys. I don't care where you go, that's all they want to talk about. But by coming up with regions, you know, we have kind of got to a point where we can discuss different people, you know, without, you know, just out of habit. We always want to talk about the creme de la creme. But now, for an example, Brett, man, if I was going to ask you, and I probably got you off guard right now, But, you know, in Region 3, you know, who were the top three calls in Region 3, Red Man? Do you know?
You're referring to it. My opinion, in my opinion, you know, grudge racing is based on an opinion as far as the top three calls, you know, in the region.
Well,
I'm presuming.
At this point, I wasn't referring to your opinions. I was referring to the already cast and set up 2013 division that's on grudgeeat.us, and there's a list of races that's already there. So I was really asking you, based on that, do you know who's the top three based on that list?
Oh, based on the list that you put up. I only really listened, honestly, Jay, when you read the list off to me. I'm going to be real. I only listened at the number 48 and the number, I think it was 30, number 35, which was Aunt Bonnie and Mr. Shut Up and Race. Mandrell Terrell was number 48, I think it was one other small guy that I was interested in that I kind of wanted to. I know I wanted to give Aunt Bonnie the business. He's part of another clan now, Taliban Racer, but I did want to give him the business. Those are the cars that I was really interested in. And also, I was looking to find out where that guy that calls himself I want to say is Geronimo Racing. What his name is, Jay, I don't like to say that name right there, but that guy right there, where was he on the list? Because that's who I really, you know what I mean? I really wouldn't mind tangling with that individual this year.
Yeah, you know, affectionately, out of love,
yeah.
You know, he goes by the name, and it's a name that he's chosen for himself. It's White Cracker Racing, also known as Crazy Horse. I mean, he's synonymous as White Cracker or Crazy Horse, either or.
I like Crazy Horse. Mr. Crazy Horse, if you out there, I don't mean no harm, but just know that we're going to have to talk about, you know what I mean, some things this year, most definitely, Mr. Crazy Horse. But where is he? Where is Mr. Crazy Horse on the list, Jay? Could you tell me, also, could you give us the Division 3 top leaders, if you don't mind, since I don't currently know that.
And this list, now let me tell you this here. This thing is a collaborative effort. Let me tell you what we're trying to do. And, you know, the list is subjective. So don't nobody get all pissed off and get your panties all up in a ward. But it's a subjective list based on this, you know, the people that we polled. And these are the results. Now, what can make one thing go better or worse is based on realistically, how many, you know, what you do in 2014, because these are divisions based on how you influence grudge racing in 2013. But now, right now, I'm going to give you, I'm going to go down, if I can, be allowed to name the top five in each division. And again, the purpose of the division is so that we're not always talking about the same guys the same time. So, you know, because you end up talking about five guys constantly and that kind of gets thin. But Division 1, which is the Northeast, the top five grudge small tire cars, Division 1, the Northeast, is the number one car is Gargantor. You know, Gargantor has been a lot of traveling. He's challenged pretty much everybody in the business. Number two car is Big Ball Factor. Number three car is the Underdog car. Number four is the Menace Mustang. Number five is the Gangster Lean. I'm going to round the 10 off. Number six is Pee Wee. Number seven is Young Stang. Number eight is 50 Grand. Number nine is Bad Storm. And number 10 is 10-5 Drew. Now, I'm going to move on. And I don't want to use up all your time. And I appreciate you, Red Man, for letting me
You just paid the bill, so you're going to get your money's worth. So go ahead, Jay. Let's go ahead and hear the next 10. And oh, by the way, Division 3 is normally the North Carolina, Virginia area, right? Because we need to get that out there. What areas is the divisions in? You know what I mean?
Well,
so we'll know. What,
okay. Division 1. It's the Northeast.
Okay.
It comes all the way down to North Carolina, all the way up through New Jersey, Connecticut. And if, again, that's the Northeast is Division One. Division Two.
Okay.
Division Two is the Southeast. It encompasses South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. The top 10 cards that influenced 2013. The number one card is the Great White. Number two card is Jolly Rancher. Number three is Darren, Street King. Number four, Butt Naked. Number five, Lethal Weapon. Number six, Turbo Tim. Number seven, Big Low. Number eight, Baby Hitler. Number nine, T5. And number 10 is Live Action. And again, as we discuss some of these things by divisions, we get a chance to talk about more people. Division three is
missing somebody, Jay, we missing somebody in Division Two now.
In Division Two, now let me tell you this, Division Two encompasses about 50 people. So we
no,
didn't name
but
the top 10.
The top five, we missing somebody in the top five now.
Who is that?
The reigning belt holder, Stone Cold. Now, don't do that, Jay. Stone Cold is undefeated. Where is he in the rankings now, in the top three? What you mean, Darren? I ain't got nothing against Darren, but he ain't got a better record than Stone Cold.
Well, let me tell you, you got to listen. That's why, see, Redman, it's really important to listen to the instructions that's given. These are small type cards. Every card, these are the rankings based on 10-5W or smaller. These are small type rankings. You won't hear anybody with big ties in this particular segment. Now we have to go to big tie segment to talk about Stone Cold.
Well, you know we keep it real on this show, Jay. I just got a text. It looked like it's from your phone saying, be quiet or I get fired. Let me sit back. Go ahead, Jake. Go ahead. Good God of mine.
All right. Division three, which is the Midwest, and that encompasses Michigan, Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, that general area. And we got the maps up on goodgeek.us if y'all want to see the maps. But the number one card in division, the number one card in division three is none other than Fade the Black, Dunye, Shatine Most Wanted. Number two, Johnny Quick. Number three, Ground and Pound. Number four, Team SVO. Number five, The Unfriendly Ghost. Number six, Bruce 12. Number seven, Young Money. Number eight, Turbo GT. Number nine, Reload, and number 10, I have to say, Street King. Now, this is Aaron from Street King, and I'd be remiss if I had to use Joe's word. I got to get in there a little bit further. The White Trash is number 11. That's Big Wayne. You know, I got to let him, know where he's standing in that thing. So that's your Midwest Division Three. Now we're going to Division Four, is that the Southwest Division Four, which encompasses Mississippi, Texas, Louisiana, on down to there. And one team has the top three positions. The 901 Bad Boys has the number one position with King Kong, the number two position with the Junior Kong Carr, the number three position with Predator, followed by Arkansas Boys Nightmare, King Scooby at number four, then the Arkansas Boys D&D Racers at number five, Candy Kale, again, another 901 car at number six, Boosted GT out of Texas, Tony Thorne out of Texas, Little Red Riding Hood out of Mississippi. All right, and I have to mention number 13, who is the Black Midget. And y'all need to see who that is. If y'all don't know who the Black Midget is, you need to find him because he really he's a serious racer, and he's looking for big action. number 14 is Boom on Wheels. And, you know, surprisingly, now, and this based on region, you know, Don Mack comes in at number 16, you know, but Don Mack is, I would say, the most aggressive in Mississippi, the most aggressive grudge racer, you know, that's out there. So, but those are your divisions, man. And again, what we're trying to do is by separating this thing out a little bit, we get a chance to talk about more people. So we ain't just always talking about the same people. And just to highlight one more time, I'm just going to give the number one in each division. The number one in each division, Division One is Gigantor. Division Two is the Great White. Division Three is Fade the Black Dunier. And the number four is King Kong. So,
Jay, not to cut you off, but the top five for Division Two, okay, is
Division Two, small tie, okay?
Okay, you had the Great White, everybody know, okay, and then you had the Jolly Rancher. Okay, the Purple Dinosaur? Where is the Purple Dinosaur? Whoop butt all year long, and you know Darren don't want none of that guy, Cooper Farmer. Then you got Candy Factory that Darren don't want nothing. That whooped Tony Bynes over in the World Grudge Nationals and whooped them all year long. Tony Bynes have not beat that man. And then
let me get them one by one. You got Hypnotic
that went down there and scared T5 and crew chief them off. I mean, those small tie guys that Darren didn't want none of. I mean, where them guys are, they're small tie guys now that, you know, basically.
I agree with you 100.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
100. The Purple Dinosaur of Purple Rain, Cooper Formers, he come in at number 17 in his division. The Candy Factory, which is, I agree with you, a three-year car, come in at number 18.
What about Hypnotic? Hypnotic.
I can tell you did not make the list. Now, and that could be because at the time, you know, these people got to do a little better, and that's one thing that we want people to understand. You know, one way to get your name known is you got to show up at more than one race, one national race. You know, you got to get out there and you got to get on these shows so people know who you are. You know, it's hard to
Gold Rush. That car was at the same race as Cold Killer and what you call him, and went out there and did some damage. You know what I mean? Gold Rush went undefeated all year long. But, I mean, these are small tie cars that I'm naming that brought action at the Grudge Inc. shows. Now, they was at Valdosta. They was at Making all the shows you had at Macon. They went to Carolina. Where else were we? I think Gold Rush also been to one of the other events that we've had. Albany or somewhere.
Let me just jump in here. But all you're saying is, Brandon, that these guys went to a bunch of races in their region. Those are all region two events that you're talking about. Did they go to region three, region one, region four? Did they go anyplace else? This is how you become nationally known. That list is about impact on the national grudge scene, on the national action. And did you have an impact nationally? And if you only race in your region, then quite obvious, you're not going to have a big ranking when it comes to, you know, national rankings. And the regional rankings come based on your national ranking.
Well, I appreciate Pro Stocker Joe coming in with the save on that one, because Redman was on the attack.
Let me tell everybody who this is. This is 2014. We got two of the main guys in grudge racing, Jay Barnes and Mr. Pro Stock Joe here. Pro Stock Joe, welcome to the Redman One Time for Your Mind Show.
Wow, Breadman. That's all right.
Now y'all know what Breadman know, that Pro Stock Joe is in the show. Welcome, welcome, Protar Joe.
Wow.
We got Jay Barnes in here, and we're going over the list and also giving the announcements. I'm not going to cut Jay off. I'm going to let him. I was just throwing those good cars out there that would travel. Those cars I know personally did travel on the scene. They weren't just local guys. They did travel pretty good. But, Jay, you also forgot to let everybody know about the radio show that we have that's going to be ongoing. If we miss the shows, how we have that radio station that we have, where you going to give out information? I'm running my mouth too much about that particular segment.
That's the main thing that we're trying to get everybody to go. If you go to grudging.us, there's a button. It's a 24-hour radio station, and you get a chance to hear the old shows. You get a chance to hear new shows, and it's in the process of being updated, and we're learning more about it. But throughout the day, if you want to hear some of the old shows that's playing, you'll be able to hear not only the Grudging shows, but you'll hear Post-Op Joe shows, Willie Dawes, you know, all the shows will be on that station airing. You'll get a chance to hear a lot of the strong old arguments. I mean, if you really want to, I tell you, it's something that it's really enjoyable to listen to, because I've been listening to it lately because we're starting the archives from back when the shows first started. And you're getting people who did not know each other. Now, they're well-known today, but at the time, they were introducing themselves. They were trying to make people know who they were, and they were being attacked and belittled. So it's really, it's something to hear. But that's, again, go on grudging.us, and if you click on the 24-hour radio show from your either your smartphone or your computer, you'll be able to listen to the old show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you don't mind, Brett, man, I want to hit on that little stuff, but I'm sure you got an agenda. You got the great one, Pro Stock Joe, on. So I mean, I know you got some.
Yes, we do.
Let me add one more thing. I got to get this one more thing. You know, one more thing. Got to talk about Mandrell. You know, y'all that don't know, and most of y'all that do know, Mandrell, the Shut Up and Race series is what I call it, have proven to be a solid and viable force in grudge racing. And like most of us, he started out local, as I did. Then he went statewide, and now he's reaching out regional. And I think he got plans of traveling nationally. So, also, you can always, I want y'all to know that you can go on anytime you want to do it, Mandrell. And Mandrell, I'm just letting y'all don't know again, is when it comes to his shows and his promotions, he's put on he have a packed house every time he have a race. So, but if you want to know what's going on with the Shut Up and Race series and Mandrell, if you go to grudging.us and go to the pro board, go to the blog and go to the pro board, you'll see the Shut Up and Race series at the top. Click on it, and you get an update and see what they got going on. So I want to say that, Brett, man, now it's on you.
Well, I would be remiss to using Pro Stock Joe, since he's on here, not to open up Mr. Mandrell Mike. I'm sure he might have something he might want to say to the clan. Let me get him in here. Mandrell, Shut Up and Race! Yeah. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the Jay Barnes, Pro Stock Joe, and Bread Man Might Be Fired show. How are you guys doing?
Appreciate that. Having me on, Bread.
What did you think about that? Did Jay Barnes put you out there? You going regional? You doing things in the community also? right. You're feeding kids hot dogs, and you definitely frying the adults fish, fresh fish.
You're doing it up, man. Let it go with the hot dog joke, man. You know I get nasty now. I turn this show to a freak. Let it go.
You just let it go, bro. You just let it go. You just let it go.
I want to fool him, Jay. He keep running by. I'm going to tell him what he can do with a hot dog.
Well, Metrell, did you have anything you'd like to say to Jay before? Because my finger is very swift.
Is
you know that.
They right. I'm planning on doing a lot of travel. I'm planning on doing a lot of shows. And Jay, I was planning on calling you today. I'm not going to lie. I can say it in front of everybody on the show. I really need your help on something. I'll let you know later. But when you get a chance to get out of the show, I call you because I'm going to call you today. Everything working out just right.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. But, you know, man, I want to highlight the fact that, how well and how great a job that you do as a promoter. And, you know, in my list of, now let me tell you this, as it relates to promoters, you know, there are two promoters, and I'm saying this seriously, not just because they're on the phone. I think if I had a list of promoters, you know, and I'm saying my top two promoters, I would say right now, I would say this unencumbered, that the number one promoter that I have met that has blazed trails, that has cut down forests and made roads and paths for us to follow, the number one person would be Folkstalker Joe. Now, I want to say that, but I'm saying that not just because he's on the line, but because it's the truth. Let me give you a little insight on that. You know, it's got to go back. So, Folkstop was the pioneer in making Grudge Racing nationally. You know, he came up with the concept of the NGRA, which is the National Grudge Racer Association, and that has been started some years ago, and he had, you know, the only reason it hadn't moved further and faster is because, you know, like we all know that we all have that crab syndrome in our race, and it stopped it from being what it should have been. But he had the vision, and he went in and he cut the roads and plied some of the fields that make it easier for us to, for the ones come behind him, to travel on. And now the second person is not in, as far as I see as promoters now, is Mandrea. And Mandrea have proven that, okay, where you hit it? Okay. Mandrea have proven that within your community that there is success, that he has taken, and if y'all got to go back to, we didn't come out of Jackson, South Carolina, where all the superstars was, and which is everybody could stand in front of superstars and put on a good show. But Mandrea came out of a place like I did, Macon. I came out of Macon. He come out of Eden, and relatively unknown, but he used his community. And now, for y'all that don't know, everybody in the Southeast is aware, and he has the biggest shows, you know, in the region, period, bar none. But he used his local community to make that happen. So, Breadman, you know, that's one of the things that maybe that we need to start doing a little better at is recognizing these guys that's making good, making better. And you got two of them on the line as we speak. I don't know who else you have on the line, but I know you got two of them on the line right now. And so my number one and number two pick for promoters historically, not just, you know, of the month or the year, historically, is Folkstalker Joe at number one and Mandrea, the Shut Up and Race, at number two. All right, I'll turn it back over to you.
All Hey, well, Jay, I really do appreciate that. One thing I can say, I told Pro Style Joe, I think it was in, it was in Florida somewhere, I told him, when I was watching him, before I even started doing video, I would watch the stuff he was doing because I used to like the way he commentate his video. That really, between him and Gunna Pig, that really made me start to doing video. No lie, that's for real. I really do appreciate that. ProStar still do good video because the thing about ProStar don't edit nothing. He just let it go.
Sometimes we edit, so I'm not gonna lie. Folks, stop letting it go, sir. Whatever you say or not, you gotta be ready to get it put up. Folks, stop gonna bring your ass loose. I usually edit the N word out. That's the only word that I will edit. But I mean, I like what recently is that I've been getting too much footage to edit. So what I do is I just put it up with the camera upside down, walking down the street, whatever it is. I just put it up there. Because, I mean, I don't get paid for it. I don't sell videos, not really. I mean, recently everybody's asking me, so I started doing it. But generally, I just put it up for everybody to see. And whatever it is, it is. So you got no reason. You know.
The last couple of videos you put up, I was saying to myself, I don't like, I can't see myself just sitting there watching a 20, 30-minute video. But I've been watching you got a video that I was something. I watched the whole video. The whole my wife was sitting right there all day in that one spot, watching TV and watching the video, the laptop. That's what I was doing, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, watching the whole thing.
Wow. All right, well, I definitely appreciate the comments from Jay Barnes and you two. Like I said, we're all in this together, and that's what we have to do. I mean, I sent out a text on Saturday, and it was entitled Togetherness for 2014. And if we start working together, there are no limits to what it is that we can do. We all have some talent, but we all can be a lot more successful if we work together rather than trying to hold on to our little bit of fame and the brokenness that goes with it, our little personal bit of fame. So
I agree with that.
Yeah. Being famous and being broke ain't worth shit.
Not one thing. I think we may have lost our host. Batman has found himself, I don't know. Maybe his wife made him take out the trash or something. I have no idea. But I got let me open up a mic for him. He got a 770-2657. 770-2657.
Your mic is open. This him, boy. What's going on,
Jay? Hell, boy.
Y'all doing all right?
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to point out, though, y'all forgot to mention about my friend, man, Trev. He did start the G-Body, the very first G-Body race down there in Georgia. A lot of people don't remember that now.
He is
the creator for the very first G-Body race.
That's right.
That's
what he had in his community. A whole lot of them G-Body, sure enough. Everybody's driving their grandmama's car. And he used the resources he had. And look, from that vision, that is the most serious damn category we got right now.
Right, exactly. And also, a lot of other things he do behind the scenes, a lot of people don't know about. You know, he help people with going through family problems. You know, I know one guy's house is burned down, and he did donations for that stuff. So, you know, it's not all just about raising the stuff; it's about helping each other out too. We're going back to you.
I know that got to mean a lot to Manuel because, you know, in history, you're one of his most fierce competitors. Y'all compete on every level. And the minute I got both of y'all on the phone, who won the last race between the two of y'all?
Well, I'm not even going to call it a race.
Go back to Luke,
boy. I take care of it. Go back to Luke. Let me take care of it. You got a lot of noise. All right. Go back to you.
You You got a lot of them. We can't hear nothing you're saying. Go back to me. Anyways, Jay, yeah, he wrote some little history style, but he know I want to run back, but I got to get him before he get the car right. I ain't going to lie. In due time, I get the car 100%, I won't stand a chance. I'm just being honest. I take my victory any way I can get it. I don't care what it is. As long as my light come on, that's all that matters to me. Long as nobody gets hurt, my light
And that's
on.
What grudge racing is about. You don't have to have the fastest car. You just have to have the best strategy.
Well, I'm saying this real. You said you don't want me to get the car right. Get the car right.
Now, you got a lot of noise. You got a lot of noise in front. Okay, here's nothing saying. Come back to me. Come back to me. I shut up. But nah, I got intentions of making that shift this year too.
I do know for a fact that, like you said, Mandrell and Hellboy, they really, really, battle at all levels. I mean, I don't see, that race right there is a house packer. So let's see, dude, we get our hope back.
Well, hey, Jay Barnes, yes, I'm back. While I got you in here, I wanted to ask, what happened to Pro Stock Joe was very powerful, true indeed, and he went to talking about the text he sent out Saturday, and that's why I didn't click back on, because he had basically came in, and that's what he wanted to share with the community, with the Breadman people on Breadman Show, is what he was trying to do collectively in 2014, and he was getting ready to get into that segment, and I didn't want to cut him off because it was perfect timing. You know, I'm just learning. I don't have the know about, like, and the experience, like.
Don't tell nobody that on the air. Don't tell nobody that. Don't tell nobody that. They don't know. Don't tell nobody that.
Okay.
Don't
okay.
say that.
Well, go ahead, Pro Stock Joe. Go ahead with your segment.
Look at Willie Dawg. He don't know what the hell he's doing. He's been on 5 years, so don't tell nobody.
Hey, hold. Now, y'all, don't do that. Now, they both good. Now, hey, I didn't say that, dog. Lord, look here. I don't need the problem, Jake. I don't need that now. This is a positive show. Let's talk about the positive thing, Jake. Don't get started.
Okay, all right.
Brandman, whenever you got me on the air, it don't matter what nobody say. It always ends up Pro Stock did it. So don't worry about it. You clear. Tell a story, when they play it back, oh, they were talking shit about you, dog. Pro Stock did it. And you clear. Don't worry about it. But I sent out a text to Smack Talk Nation on Saturday, and most of you on the phone are receive those instant updates. And if you are not on the instant update, you're not part of the Smack Talk Nation, get instant updates, you can text the word ADD, A-D-D, plus your name to 718-772-6139. One more time, that's the word ADD, A-D-D, plus your name to 718-772-6139. And what I sent out was the following text, and I will read it to each of you so that you'll get an understanding, and then I'll give you some context behind it. The text read, I talk instant update. One finger on the hand is limited when working alone, but add the other four and together they become a much more powerful force, fully able to accomplish much greater challenges. The Smack Talk Nation theme for 2014, togetherness, capitalized in quotes. Question, are you in? This is Pro Stock Joe, now you know what I know. Now, what I sent that is to say is that every year we have the same complaints in grudge racing. Every year we have people talking about, we have shows on top of shows. We have people complaining about there's not enough racing at the events, that the shows are watered down, and that there wasn't enough support for a really good show. And anybody think of anything else? Those are the usual complaints. All right. Okay, and the infighting and people attacking each other. You know, everybody, like Jay just alluded to, the crab syndrome. People trying to pull other people down that are getting a little bit of shine. So, Breadman, you may not want to be too famous in this sport because they'll start attacking your ass. But anyway, that being said, what we're trying to do is that every year everybody comes along and says, well, we've got to support each other. We've got to stick together. We've got to stop the fighting. And we've got to, you know, and that's really good that everybody says that. But what you say must be backed up with some action. So now, I don't pretend to have all the answers, even though I do. But my point is, everybody doesn't think that. That's a joke. But I do have one action. I do have one small thing that we can do this year to do more than provide lip service to each other. I have a situation that everybody benefits from. There are three or four, if you will, major categories of folks in the grudge game. Breadman, are you with me? Because I'm not hearing anybody, and that's usually strange.
Well, sir, this show right here, these are listeners that we don't play all that noise and stuff like that. We with you, sir. We're very attentive.
Okay.
I'm not used to that.
I'm not used to that.
Sir, this,
okay, I got
you. Welcome to the Breadman Show. Welcome to the Breadman Show.
I feel you. Yeah, you're doing a nice job, too. I like that little introduction thing. I definitely got to get me one of those on my show because I like that thing, boy. I felt pretty good when you started clapping for me like that. But anyway, what I said, one thing that we can do, now that's four categories of folks in the grudge game. Well, there are the racers, obviously. There are the fans, obviously, the folks that like to watch the grudge racing. There are the promoters, the folks who bring the fans and the racers together under one roof. And then there's the track owners, which I will lump with the promoters because the track owners, you know, they're right. They're the same. I'll lump them in with the promoters. Okay, so now here's the deal. Well, what do fans want? Fans want to see races. Okay, what do racers want? Racers want action, but they need resources in order to, you know, keep this whole thing up, to keep their race program going and keep it up. They need resources, i.e., money. What do the promoters want? Well, the promoters want the prestige that comes with they want satisfied fans, and they want satisfied racers. So now, how does everybody get what they want, and how does get what they want, and at the same time support each other, bringing a togetherness that is noticeably missing from the grudge game? Everybody thinks it's a good idea that we support each other. Everybody thinks it's a good idea that we don't try to tear each other down. Everybody thinks it's a good idea, but nobody has offered something that we all could do that will not cause any of us some hardship. Now, one guy says, well, don't book two races on one day. Well, which one of the two guys is going to take their change their date? You know, they say, you know, don't split the racers up or don't do all these kinds of things. So here's what we got happening. Now, there's tons and tons of racers, so there's enough racers to go around if we can just get them to the track. So what we've got to be able to do, we've got to make it where the promoters can get enough racers to the track. And, again, if you've got even three racetracks in one 300-mile area with shows on the same day, there's enough racers to go to all those tracks and for there to be great shows at every one of those tracks. Like Jay just alluded to, and Mandrell doing a great job with the G-Body stuff down in Georgia. When the fans come to the track, they don't necessarily have to see a well-known, like all the well-known guys in graduation, all the national guys at the rankings list that Jay spoke about. They don't necessarily have to see all those guys. You know, you can have one or two of those guys peppered in with a lot of lesser-known guys who will be more well-known. The more you race, the more known you are. I mean,
you can name anybody on that list that Jay just named with the national ranking. At some point, they were not well-known nationally, but because of the action that they brought, they became well-known. Okay, so how does that happen? What we can do is something that I've thought about. It's called the Grudge Action Network. The Grudge Action Network, and everybody under the sound of my voice can be a part of it. Everybody can be a part of it, okay? What is the Grudge Action Network, okay? It's real simple. It's to help create more grudge action by helping to bring more money into the game. Create more grudge action by helping to bring more money in the game. Well, how's that work, Pro Stock? Well, the fans want action, so the fans have to support the promoters, right? You go to the event, there are a lot of people coming to the gate. There's a lot of money. What do promoters do? Promoters spread the wealth. The promoters sponsor the racers. When they have a $5,000 shootout or $1,500 shootout, or they give this little race some travel money, expense money, they are supporting the race programs. So the racers come, and they, and what do racers need? Racers need resources. So they're getting their money. Then what do the racers want to do? Racers show up, and they show out for the fans. So the fans are getting to see races. The promoters are sponsoring the races, and the fans are sponsoring the promoters. So everybody is getting what they need, all right? Everybody's winning, everybody. The fans get action, the promoters are sponsoring the races, and the racers are showing out for the fans, okay? So now, how's that happen? Well, we have to pass out flyers. We have to create a network, a promotion network where, you know, a lot of the people in grudge racing especially, they get their news from flyers. They get their news from flyers, right? And one of the hardest things to do is get the word out through flyers. Now, a lot of people go on social networking, Facebook, some of the websites and all that stuff, and that's great. But a lot of folks, old school, you know, they just get their news from there. So what we do is we pass out flyers and we spread the word about upcoming events. And what that requires is that you sign up. We have to identify some regional coordinators, like Mandrell would be in like the South Georgia area, and the Breadman in the North Georgia area, Boogeyman in the Eastern South Carolina, and Pro Stock Joe in the Southern North Carolina. You know, just various areas. And then what you do is, as a regional coordinator, you amongst your friends and your peers who like racing, okay, your barbershop is over there, your beauty shop is over there, this auto parts store is over there. You just have a coverage area of shops, stores, and friends, and every time that there's an event, you know, the regional coordinator gets some flyers, and then he does his thing. He hands them out. I mean, just like I said, it's not a big deal. You take a couple of flyers with you in your car, and as you go on your regular daily routine, nothing out of the ordinary, you pass a couple of flyers to the next guy in the chain. That guy passes some flyers to the next guy in the chain, and it goes all the way around, and then before you know it, you've got flyers all over the place, and the word gets out. And so the more people that know about these events, because everybody loves drag racing, the more people that knows, and again, it starts someplace, but the more people that come to the events, the better events we can have. The better events we can have, the better you're going to like the events, you know. So the more races we can draw. So, again, everybody wins. Anybody have any thoughts? The Grudge Action Network.
Well, it sounds to me like it's definitely going to, it's what you're explaining. I mean, it's just everyone helping one another. I got Jay on, I also, you know, I mean, it sounds to me like if we go to one of your events, you give us some flyers, we take it in our community, and we pass them out amongst, you know, everybody. And when we have a race, we give you some flyers, and you pass them out among the people that are in your community. It sounds like networking to me. You know, each one help one. You know what I mean? Each one help one is basically what it sounds like to me. I don't see where it's a big problem with that. You know, if y'all got any questions, how you feel about that, Mandrell? Your mic's still open.
I had clicked over. He getting ready to call in. 713, though, okay. For you see. So,
713,
I listen to that Pro Stock. I like exactly what you're talking about. It would be nice compared to what, you know, what they tried to do in North Carolina, which it did work with all the promoters to get every, you know, to have really just one big, huge race, to be honest, which I can relate to that. It don't matter to me.
Well, what I'm saying is that okay, like, you know, like I said, you have a like when the Shut Up and Race is about to come, okay, you know, we're all going to be at Darlington on a certain day. You have your flyers with you. You give me, you know, 100 flyers, you know, 50 flyers. I mean, we're not talking about taking one person and burdening them down that you have to go. No, here's what happens. It's like we all have a daily routine. Like in my community, you know, I go to the barbershop every week. You know, I go over to, you know, a certain coffee shop or a certain whatever, and I see certain grudge friends that I have.
Yeah.
And so when I go to my barbershop, I'll put down, you know, 10 or 15 flyers. When I go to my coffee shop, I'll put down 10 or 15. Now, because these places I regularly frequent and that I know some other people that race, that like racing, come there as well. Okay? So then the second piece is that you have some friends in your network, okay? Like I got Black Nasty. He has an auto shop. That's my cousin. He's a racer as well. When I go by his shop, which I go by, you know, once or twice a week, I go by to say what's up. I put a few flyers in his shop. And also you leave him a little extra flyers, and you say, well, give these over to so-and-so that has another barbershop across town. It's something that it would not take me out of my way any place. And it's not that I have a whole bunch of stuff to do. It's just a matter of me trying to help Mandrell get the word out about his event and Mr. Jones and Endicott and Mike Hill and Jay Barnes and whoever. And like I said, we all talk about, and like I said, and all the fans on the phone as well, all the fans, when somebody gives you a flyer at one of these events, tell them, man, give me 5 flyers. Give me 10 flyers. Help spread the word so that all of us, like I said, will benefit by bringing more money into the game. The more people that comes to the gate, right, the
yep.
better show the promoter can throw. The better yep. show the promoter can throw, the more racing you see.
That's
the more right. racing you see, the better we all enjoy. You know, the more racing you see, there's going to be, you know, going to be that many more people coming the next time, because when you see something good, you share it with people. Oh, man, you should have seen what I seen yesterday. The same thing
yeah.
when you see something bad. Oh, man, you should have seen what I seen yesterday. So everybody under the sound of my voice can help out with this. And, again, it's not any hardship on anybody, but all of us working together. You know how many of us it is together, how much we can accomplish when we work together? Everybody gives the lip service. We all, and, again, we all believe it's a good idea to support each other. We all believe it's a good idea that the promoters put on better races. Well, I mean, the fans ultimately are the ones who are going to have to support drag racing, because we don't have any sponsorships. Ford is not sponsoring us. You know, Mickey Thompson and Goodyear, those people are not sponsoring us. So we have to sponsor. We have to do it for ourselves like we always have. Ingenuity is the mother of all invention. You know, but all of us love grudge racing, and that's the thing at the basis of this. We all want to see a lot of good grudge racing. And if we help each other by networking, by being a part of the Grudge Action Networking, I think it can be done.
You have a valid point, Joe. You really do. You know, I'm glad that you're bringing this up. And we got a lot of other people on the lines that right now we got you, Mandrell, and we also have another caller that just called in. By the way, Joe, did you get the other individual in? I sent you in the cut. Is he on anywhere? I don't see him with his hand up. In the cut, if you out there, hit the 1 button. But right now, let me introduce one of the reigning top video man 13. Mr. Nitro Art.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What a greeting.
Nitro Art, welcome to the Bread Man One Time for Your Mind show. of 2014.
Oh, this is a one-time show. Okay, great.
No, it ain't a one-time. It's just my logo. That's
oh,
my
okay. Yeah, I didn't realize anywhere on during the day.
Yes. I like to get on early in the morning when everybody's right before lunchtime, that way I can get everybody motivated to, you know what I mean, get involved with what's going on and give them something to think about before the next show come on a little later this evening. You know what I mean? We try to, on this show right here, we try to basically, it's a clean show. It don't have all the riffraff and profanity that is, I try to be one of the walking spiritual Christians among grudge racers. But sometimes
that's my profile towards the grudge racing videos I do. I do it more G-rated.
Yeah. But sometimes I'm not saying that I'm, you know what I mean, I'm the clean cloth. I do have some blemishes on my cloth now.
Well, we all do, yeah. Yeah.
I'm just telling you the truth. But I'm glad to have you on. Just to move about what we have going on, I got Pro Stock Joe. Mandrell, I'm finna also call one of the other videographies. I wanted all of you guys on today, you know, to basically show y'all some love and tell y'all thank you for the, you know, the memories and for, you know what I mean, the knowledge that you've given. But let you go ahead and introduce yourself while I get the other guys on. I wanted to get on right quick. If you don't mind, just introduce yourself to the show. Let everybody know what's going on and where they can get your videos at, Nitro Art. If you don't mind, go ahead.
No, I don't mind at all. No, I'm Kevin Maurer. I moved to Georgia. I'm in north central Georgia up by Athens just about 2 years ago this month, actually, from Houston, Texas. I was trying to do this out in Texas, and I kept finding that I was coming back this way. I was coming east. I was going to Valdosta, I was going to House of Hook and a few other tracks, Hub City and stuff, and I decided to move over here 2 years ago, and I love it. It's fantastic. I love it over here. I love the grudge racing and the heads-up racing both. Don't know what else to say other than I'm looking forward to 2014. I was going to go to House of Hook Sunday and Macon Saturday if the weather would have been better. I'm looking forward to the season already.
I guess Reagan ought to got to do the videos ever.
Yeah, I'm back. I was trying to get BET in here. I was trying to get him in. I don't wanna be mean to nobody. Can we get in the cut in here? Pro Star Joe, you working with me?
I can call him, Reagan. Tell him?
Yeah. Get in the cut in here, please. I want to say thank you to all you guys. Y'all have to apologize while I had some technical difficulties with the show earlier and wasn't able to really get everyone situated like I wanted to. But I thank y'all for this last minute of getting in here and helping us out here at the Grudge Inc. If y'all don't mind, let's catch a quick commercial break. While we try to get these guys in here.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
And thank you. The Bread Man is back. And our theme for today is giving thanks and networking with one another. And we have some very powerful men on the phone, Pro Stock Joe being one of them, Kevin with Nitro Art. And Kevin, I noticed, and also Mandrell of Shut Up and Race is on the line. We will be trying to get In the Cut and BET in here momentarily. Mr. Kevin, you were stating that you were in the Dallas area, is what you were saying?
I was living in Houston, Texas 2 years ago, and I moved over here to Athens, Georgia. I'm in Athens, Georgia.
Oh, okay, okay. You become a bulldog, I presume.
Well, yeah. I had to, I guess, but yeah. I'm not much into the football on that, but yeah, I'm more into the drag racing, okay?
Traffic gets in my way
trying to go to the track.
Hey, I understand. Well, hold on 1 minute. Let me get these other guys in here. Just y'all give me a minute. We got another man that brought action to the Grudge Game. His name is known as three initials, B-E-T. Welcome to the Breadman One Time Show.
Boy, Breadman, you...
Welcome to the Breadman 2014 edition, and you know who I am imitating right now. You know what the Breadmen know, that I got all of you guys on the show. Whoa! Boy, that was a rough one there. Good God almighty.
What's going on, Brett?
Oh, well, BET, we're throwing a show where I have a bunch of you guys. I got, you know, Pro Stock Joe. I got Kevin, Nitro Art is on. You, Mandrill, Shut Up and Race. And I am currently trying to get in the cut. And I'm not leaving anyone out. In the cut, hit the one button if you're out there. In the cut, hit the one button. I can get you in here. I don't see him, Andrea.
Hey, I don't know where to start with.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to probably start with. But what we were talking about earlier, a 919 number. Oh, yeah, I see where I picked up one. Hit the one button in the cut.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go in this post office. I got to run to the post office right quick. Red Man,
well,
I'm on mute.
Yeah,
I'll be on mute.
Yeah, just go to mute. Okay, just go to mute. Basically, what we're going to do, these guys that showed us love, by bringing a camera to the track and videotaping exactly what's been going on and posting what has been. It's been plenty of times I haven't been able to make a particular event, and I'm sure all of the listeners out there feel what I'm talking about, and these individuals posted something the same night. Or if, you know what I mean, I mean, I'm just being real. Smack Talk TV instant updates is always, he'd be on point with his instant update on what's going on, but yet we'll see later basically what is, you know, what they video, what the video they took, they put and put on YouTube. So Pro Stock Joe, you're first on the show. How did you feel, and what do you think that's going to change about your game in 2014? Not to give all your secrets out, but we've enjoyed your videos as well. Smack Talk TV, Pro Stock Joe, what do you think about 2014, and what do you got going on as far as how you view things from the camera? Why are you talking, Pro Stock Joe? I'm going to slide out and try to get in the cut in here, if you don't mind.
Not a problem. Breadman, and definitely appreciate the candid look at the videographers. Not that we don't get a whole bunch of love throughout the year unless somebody wants something, then we get a little love. But other than that, we don't get a whole bunch of love. But definitely for 2014, it's more of the same. It's more of the same. I mean, everybody has their different styles, and you know, everybody does their thing differently, and like I said, we'll keep putting up the Smack Talk episodes. We'll as soon as we can get them up there, we can get them up there. And again, some guys I know on the phone, some of my colleagues believe that interferes with their video sales. But you know, I've been doing it since 2009. I've been putting 2011, whatever it was, putting them up there. And I don't think it has reduced anybody's sales. Any at all, you know, the people that are going to buy them, they're going to buy them anyway, and people that are not, they're going to not. And even now that I still put the videos up, people still come back and want to buy, you know, their own personal copy. So you have, you know, that element out there. And so you know, but I've always said that it's all about telling the story. You know, capturing the footage is a big piece of what we do, but telling the story behind the story, the smack talk makes it for me. When I see those guys smack talking and talking at each other, that's what does it for me. That just people like different stuff, but I like when they talk that stuff. That does it for me. So it's more of the same. You know, we're gonna tell the whole story, the story behind the story, and you know, we'll keep that up. BET Nitro Art, are you guys there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I guess he would ask the same question to you guys. What's on the horizon for 2014? What'll be different? What'll be the same?
I'm gonna keep doing mine the same too. I lean more towards the event coverage, track side. That's mm-hmm. what I like. I like being track side. Along mm-hmm. the wall, anywhere, all the time. I like being track side. That's where the interference doesn't conflict with anybody, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well, what do you mean by that exactly?
Well, I've got my following wants to see racing. So I've got
right.
more of a general G-rated audience. They want to see stuff going down the track all the time. Yeah. I may sit out there 3 hours and have six runs, but that's where my butt stays, you know.
Right. So you're the people that watch the Nitro Art videos, they just want action, no matter what it is. They just want action. They don't really
yeah,
care who guy A is and who guy B is. They just want to see guy A and B go down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it leans towards the smaller guy too. If they went down the track, they're going to be in my video. They're going to be in my event DVD.
Well,
it's not
good point.
Good seven, you know.
Good point. Because that's what most of the videographers do. The rest of them, as I know, they go to the back, they get all the smack talk, and then they come back for the big race, whatever the big race at the moment is. And yeah, that's a little different than what you do. Okay, good deal. Is BET
yeah, that's
there?
My little niche is, you know, if you went down the track, you're in the video. If it's a race car, it's going to be in the DVD.
Right. Okay. Well, good deal. Like I said, everybody has their own specialty, their own niche. So it's different. It's not better.
Joe,
it's different. I said it.
Why you, not to cut you off, Joe, Pro Star Joe, but I wanted to ask Nitro Art, what was one of the, what's your best track that you really enjoy setting up and taking footage from? If you don't mind.
I love them all from Ed Hunter on up, man. I mean, I like the podunk tracks personally, okay? I'd rather go to an event with the guardrails and poor lighting if it's got good action, okay? The big tracks, I live 30 minutes from Atlanta Dragway. I've been there once. I have no desire to go there. I went there once and was bored to death. Okay?
Wow.
I'd rather go to House of Hook. Well, no, not suck. But, Macon, Huntsville, I mean, Hub City, I'd rather go to those tracks than the big tracks.
Right. Wow. Well, that's definitely great. You know that we know that, you know, what track you guys really enjoy being at. I know that I enjoy seeing you, you know, all over the place. I see you down
there. Oh, yeah, I've been here 2 years, and I think I probably hit over 30 tracks over this way already.
Oh, yeah. It's, you get around now. You get around.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
That's definitely what I wanted to hear, and you know what I mean? Is there anything that we can do collectively as we have these shows to try to boost your sales, and because Pro Stock has this thing that he is going out about networking, and do you feel like there's something that we can all do? Definitely my show, what I'm going to start doing is if I can get you guys to, you know what I mean, perhaps... start, you know, these guys numbers up where you can you're in the sales for DVDs as well, and perhaps saying your name or whatever on the show to try to boost your sales, what we're going to try to do is start trying to network with one another, you know, for the upcoming year and see how that works for everybody. I mean, I know that you don't always see eye to eye. You're different about, you know what I mean, things that other people are doing, but we all understand that, you know, we at the end of the day, we're all trying to provide a service or some type of eye for someone.
Oh, yeah, we're trying to package a product, yeah, be it the talk show host or the people taking photos or video. Yeah, we're trying to package a product, definitely.
Exactly. Yeah, so is there anything that you think that we can do to help out and you put it on the show so we can help you to help everybody else? Is there anything that you have that you would like to put in there?
Well, networking sounds good, but I don't know how we'd go about it. I mean, there's message boards and Facebook and the talk shows, and but working together sounds good. But I'm not sure how to approach it with egos and everything else, you know?
Right, right. Well, we can do is try. All we can do is try. As long as we try, that's what I'm looking for.
What we're talking about, Kevin, is, you know, each year everybody says that we have to, quote unquote, support each other, but there is nothing tangible that's ever offered short of us not getting in the other guy's way. You know, just us, you know, backing up and taking a back seat to the other guy. But what we discussed today is doing something that each of us can do that does not infringe upon whatever it is that we're doing, and that's by getting the word out. In the context of taking flyers, taking everybody's flyers and passing them out in our own neighborhoods or wherever it is that we go. And so, as you just mentioned, you live in the middle Georgia area. I'm sure that you have places that you frequent. You leave your card certain place to be able to sell your DVDs. You have a mailing list of folks that you sell DVDs to, as I have a mailing list of everybody that's bought from me. You know, you have emails, those kinds of things. So those are the kinds of things that the people in the industry can do to give back, because we have access to so many more people than the average guy. But we can also take and employ our friends. So if we were to join the Grudge Action Networking, which is, again, trying to bring more action by bringing more money into the game, which means we're trying to get more fans in the gate so that the promoters will have more money to give to the racers so the racers can race more for the fans so that everybody is winning. And obviously, you'll have more footage. Obviously, the radio show will have more to talk about. So there are no losers in this whole process, but everybody's got to do their part. You know, you got to be a member of the Grudge Action Networking and, you know, pass out your flyers and get your friends to do the same thing. Again, not anything extravagant, just wherever you go, to your regular barbershop, to your regular diner to have a couple of meals, to your regular, you know, tobacco shop or wherever it is that you go, you place a few flyers. When you go to the speed shop or the garage that your friend owns, you know, give him a couple of flyers. Tell him to give a couple to the other guy that's going to be coming at the time that you're not there, you know, because you have different schedules. You know, just stuff like that.
Well, that sounds good, but I run mine 99% off the internet, man.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you and I do both, but like I said, everybody is not like us. There's a lot of old school folks who get their news by flyer, and so that's why we have to be able to get the flyers out. Not just, like I said, that's just one thing that we can do to get the word out, in addition to, you know, telling folks about it.
Yeah. I mean, I would be more than willing to put flyers on my website, on my Facebook, on my blog, anything like that. Yeah, definitely would.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
it seems like there isn't that much notice on a lot of this, though. The flyers don't come up, but maybe, a week and a half or 2 weeks before an event?
Well, that's the other thing is that, you know, the promoters are now being put on notice. Okay, we got a networking, Grudge Action networking situation here, and we should be more more time sensitive in terms of getting your flyers out to make sure that everybody has a chance to be able to get them out there in the world, so that everybody will know about what to do.
A lot of people want to know the who, what, where, when, and you know, way ahead of time so they can plan and travel if necessary.
Oh yeah. So yeah, the promoters have to do a better job as well. Both have to do a better job.
So who else we got? Mandrill. I think BET was still on mute. But Mandrill, how are you looking for 2014? And how can not only how can you think that we can, you know, better the networking and basically look at these things from the rear view of a camera? How do you feel about that?
Really, Brad, I'm basically going to do the same thing I've been doing. I'm just going to get me a better camera. That way I can have the clear view like Nitro Art, BET, In the Cut. You know, I am going to get me a better camera. I got to do that. But really, I just got a lot of guys that I really want to video. I caught Dog. Dog really the funny guy to put on the camera, him, Buck Miles, and a couple of other guys. I got a couple of guys I really did want to catch. I finally caught Tony Wright. You know, there's a lot of guys I've been wanting to catch from watching other people's videos when they be cutting the food. You know, they're tripping out. I kind of make my video kind of funny in a way. You know, somebody make a pass, they lose or whatever, I put up something. Then try to make somebody laugh. That's really what I try to do. Sometimes I do all races. Sometimes I come back with small, you know, trash talk sometimes. And that really, you know, with the trash talk and then showing the race, nobody better at that than Endicott. You know, I'm just going to be honest. Endicott been doing it like that for years. He's the best somebody at doing, you know, video like that, period, hand down.
You know, your opinion is valid. What I like about, you know what I mean, is when I can just log on and look at, you know, I got all of you, you know, people, individuals that are on my, you know, YouTube page, and when I see y'all put a video up, bam, I click on it and I get to it because, you know, with us working and being family men, it's very difficult to get out to these shows and to be a part of looking at, you know, how you guys go about setting up your videos. Awesome to me.
I mean, but if you really want to see a video and up fast, I mean, you can't beat it. Now, people, you got to get on Facebook because the reason why I say that, the way they're doing with the phones now, you can't, man, no way in the world people putting up video, no way you can beat them because they doing that stuff.
No,
right.
It's up in 30 seconds after it happened.
Yeah, 30 seconds. You know, and no way you can beat it. See, I like to label my stuff. That's why I try to go up and get people's name, find out who it is. I got to put the name, you know, on top above the card. All my videos be like that, unless I just don't have to know the name. I just Mustang or something like that. But I like to label my stuff.
Right. There we have it. Well, I think we got BET. BET, where you at?
Can maybe sit on wait. You doing right?
He said somebody went in the bank to take some of that money out. Boy, that's so good. Man, I can go to the bank after Christmas. Good God, I'm out of here. We had him in here, fellas. I don't know where he is, but with that being said, BET, when you come back in, we like to hear from you now. But I want to thank each and every one of y'all to go in closing. I would love to discuss things even more, but I want to ask if everybody did get the information that Pro Stock Joe, once again, you can add to this number, 718-772-6139, and you would get on the Smack Talk ad list, I mean the Smack Talk TV instant update. Now you know what Pro Stock Joe know. Send that information out. My bad. I got a text about my parole officer was trying to get in touch with me. Anyway, also, Nitro Arc, 713.
Yeah, ass is stupid.
I thought that too.
Ass is stupid. I didn't hit my parole officer. Yeah, ass is stupid.
No, I
yeah, that's funny.
They listen in to the show as well. But Nitro Art, if you'd like to put your information, how they can get in touch with you once again, that way, I'm so glad that I can have all of you on at one time. And, you know, I just want to say thank you for 2013, a great year of footage. And I don't have on everybody that I like to list. I also like to look at 1320. From up north, IMBBO, I think it is. I like his videos. I don't know if, sometimes word of mouth. I just want to make sure a lot of those guys up north, I check them out too.
In addition to the ones that we all know right here in the south, there's Jay Schaefer out of Texas. He does his thing. There's the Fred, Funny Fred from out of out of Detroit. There's also Hood TV out of Detroit. There's also the Mississippi guy. God dang it, I can't think of it. I know all these guys, I can't think of his name. There's the guy from Maryland, LPD. What's his name? LBM? LBM.
Peso Productions, too.
Peso Productions,
yeah.
That's what I meant to say. From Detroit. And also, there's what's his name? New York? The big, they do the import cars from New York. I know those guys. Yeah, those are my friends. Junior's son. I can't think of it, but there's lots of videos folks out there.
We know the pressure of being on the Breadman Show just stomps your mind sometimes, Pro Stock Joe, but it's okay.
Wait a minute. Let me give these guys their just due. I don't wanna go out like that. Let me see real quick. I'll get them just gonna jump on here real quick because I'm right in front of my computer. I wasn't right then, but I will get on here and nice ones videos. The Rich and Vidge channel, the Wild Fantasy, those guys, something Fred. I can't think of his name right now.
Guys on, I do have a question for each of you guys. I'm going to start at the top. Pro Stock Joe, what was your favorite big tire car all year? Big tire.
My favorite big tire car or actually race?
Car. What was your favorite
car.
Big
okay.
tire car?
Well, my favorite big tire car, now, I guess I could go back half and say that, Big Sexy, he had a lot of action. Mr. Dr. Jekyll car, a lot of action. And the Stone Cold car, lots of action. And Mr. Five Speed, lots of action. But if I guess I had to say the favorite car, I guess it had to be the Stone Cold car because they went undefeated this year. So the Stone Cold car. And they finished the year up with a bang. So the Stone Cold car, yeah. They were a big tire car.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Nitro Art, I'm down to you. Nitro Art, what was your favorite race altogether, the best race you've seen? What was that?
Probably down in Orlando a month ago, basically, between Stevie and the turbo car out of Texas. I kind of lean towards
Birdman.
Some of the cars still.
Okay,
Okay, so Stevie J and Birdman.
Birdman, yeah. I know them both well. I knew Birdman when I lived out in Houston. That's where he's from. That was a good race.
Okay, okay. And thank you, thank you. We're going to come back to you, y'all. That's the way we're going in. I want to pull it out, you know what I mean, because it's easy to ask me. I tell you it all. But Mandrell, oh, shut up and raise. Mandrell, shut up and raise. What was your greatest and toughest opponent all year long?
I would have to say, man, that's between Hellboy and Aunt Bonner. They both beat me. I thought I had a duck, Red. I ended up being a duck, so I guess I would have quack. I knew Aunt Bonner. I had a feeling Aunt Bonner probably couldn't get down the track. Couldn't find out. I stood up, you know, still all the Ray Hellboy. I thought he going to have issues. I had some issues, and he did. So I'm the duck. I like to run them both back, but I think they got the car together enough, so I may have to move on. I don't know. But in between those two right there, I had to say.
Quack.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the quack. Y'all can call me the quack. I'm there with my little girl called me. Daddy, you're a duck. Quack. I guess I'm the duck.
Okay. Thank you for that. BT, are you back? Count money. Good God almighty. Well, we back up to you, Pro Stock Joe. Last but not least, the last question for you, Pro Stock Joe, is if you could change anything in grudge racing, what thing would it be? If you could change anything, what would it be most of all?
Change anything in grudge racing, what would it be?
I don't know why y'all acting like these are very difficult questions. I mean, these are very simple questions that, you know, y'all get on here and interview every driver and everything. Now y'all getting on here like y'all can't talk. Hold on. No, Madrid. It's Pro Stock Joe time now. Don't do that.
Oh, go ahead. Okay. Oh, I didn't know. Go ahead. I like just asking everybody. Go ahead.
I'm on mute.
The thing I would change most of it, and again, because I was thinking about 15 different things. It wasn't like it was a hard question. Which one? You said one. That's what was hard. Narrowing it down to one.
Yeah.
I would say is that I would change is the fact that we try to tear each other down all the time. You know, if guys would stop hating in the game, you know, just to take out all the hate, stop being jealous of each other and always try to tear somebody down. That's what I would change. Take out the hate in the game.
Okay, thank you. Hold that thought. I'm gonna go on down. Nitro Art, same question. You've had 3 minutes to think about it. Come on with it, Nitro Art, Athens, Georgia.
I would say the setup of races. When I first got over here 2 years ago, it was G bodies would only race G bodies. Now it's starting to go towards tire size, which is probably good. I'd like to see more turbos myself up against nitrous.
Okay.
Let the cars decide what it is, not tires or nitrous only. I'd like to see a bigger mix myself.
Okay. You like to see real grudge racing. Either you come you run what you brung and hope you bought enough, no matter what.
Yeah, and for me, that's not to say you got to run, okay? I'm just there to video it, but I'd like to see more mix action of type of cars.
Yeah, I understand. Wholeheartedly, I do. I understand. Well, Mandrell, the same question.
I'm going to go to what Postal Joe said earlier up in the show. If we really can stop a lot of you can't hardly stop shows on top of shows or whatever. People just start showing up at the track, minus a show, and just race. But it's really going to fall back onto it. The more people you can get to the show, the more people and the more spectators you can get to the show, the better show you're going to have, regardless, unless you just got a promoter, agree to promoter, you know. That's what I think.
Because even if you start out, saying, okay, well, my budget for this show is $5,000 that I'm gonna sponsor the races with. Because I mean, however you look at it, when I'm taking $5,000 and giving it back to the racers, again, it's not a big profit margin that we're talking about here. You don't make thousands of dollars. You know, the track gets their big court. The track gets about 50% or whatever is taking place to begin with. Advertisers eat up another whole bunch. And then there's all the racers. And so when you left out, maybe you walk away with a 5%, 10% of whatever the day. So you're not walking away with heaps and tons of money. But if I'm sponsoring the racers for $5,000, but if I see 3,000 or 4,000 people in the damn seats, okay, now that $5,000 could easily become $10,000 or $15,000. I could get up some more races that day to bring more action to the fans. You know, I could throw another $500 and put a bounty on Tony Bynes and put a bounty on Mandrell, put a bounty on Hellboy, or I could put a bounty on Nitro Arch. Shit, what the hell? He can ride his cart down against a tight man or some shit. But my point is, you're limited when you go to a restaurant. You're limited when you got limited funds in your pockets. There's certain shit on the menu you can't pick out. I mean, there's certain stuff on the menu you can't get. You know, the thick leg mignon, like the boy said in Juana Man, the thick leg mignon. You can't get that because you got limited funds. But if you got, you know, enough money, when you go in there, you can get what you want and you can make your dinner better. You can add some stuff to it and you can put a cocktail and a hors d'oeuvre and whatever else you want to do. So the same thing with it, when you get to the track and you see lots of fans in the stands, you know you're going to have a good money day. Budget is not so tight. You can spread some more money out. You can sponsor some more racing. That's what it is.
Well, there we have it. And we're getting ready to go into closing, and we have this segment on my show. Since I have you guys on, the videography, in y'all words, let me get it in here. Hold on a minute. Here we go. What was the gap race that you, what race did y'all see the most gap in that y'all recorded on y'all camera for the year of 2013? Pro Star Show, you got the flow. Come on with it.
The gap. Got it. Okay. Hammer and live action Hammer and live action. When I say gap, I mean live action gap to hammer. I mean, that means both cars went through the track, went through the quarter, went through they went through the A, did not have no troubles, they made clean passes, and one car just gapped the other car. That was Hammer gapping live action, and Tony Wright gapping butt naked. So those two.
Okay. Nitro Art, you up next. What gap did you most enjoy and get a big kick out of?
That's a hard one for me, too. Hard to say. Anything side by side, I guess. I'm going to keep it general.
Okay.
I really don't have any particular cars or race, basically, that I enjoyed the best.
Okay. We'll move right along. Mandrell, shut up and race.
I don't know, Brad. I don't even know. I know the races I did like, though. I like a lot of Stone Cold. I had to say Cold Killer and Malika Whitman. I recorded that down in Jackson. That was the biggest gap. I think they had issues with the white car, but I don't know. I know it ran better late on that day, to be honest. The white car did run better late on that day. Whoa, y'all, hold on. We got callers calling in now. Somebody messed up.
I gotta let them in here. Let me see what they want. Welcome to the Breadman Gap Band Action Live with Breadman. Hello.
Yeah, good evening. How everybody doing?
Ah, that's fine. Bread Man, the best video I like. I know it's not 2013, but I got to tell you my favorite when you was in Edison, Georgia in that 280 gap view.
For some reason, sir, thank you for calling. For some reason, I'm having technical difficulties with your line. Get off of here.
That's some bullshit, Bread Man, that's some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
Hey, watch that profanity, Pro Star Joe. Are you get
sorry.
Up out of here. This is a Gap Man of the day. Watch that now. You really get on my line.
I'm bad.
Can we get any other callers? Do y'all have anything to ask? Let me shut this down. This thing right here is too powerful. Y'all having too much fun with that Gap Band segment. Y'all already cut that out now. I was talking about what y'all seen in 2013, not in 2010. Y'all need to cut that out now.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he right though, Brad. If we go all the way back now, I can take it all the way back to LaGrange. You remember? Put that on the
I'm at drill. I could have not. Don't you start, because your mic, you know what I'm saying? You sound a little staticky too right now. Don't do that now.
Look, I know if you racing, you're going to lose some races. I don't give a damn who it is. You're going to lose some races.
A racer
that don't race can't win. You can't lose me.
By the way, Pro Star Joe, Hammer didn't gap live action gap Hammer. Someone texted in and gave me that instant update on a correction. You know how they do.
I believe I said that live action gap Hammer, and I said when live action gap Hammer. But if I didn't, I do apologize. But everybody knows that was the case. So, I appreciate that.
No problem at all. Well, gentlemen, if any of the fans want to call in and ask Pro Stock Joe Nitro RBET or Mandrell Shut Up and Race any questions, y'all can hit the one button and get on here, and you can give your instant update on who y'all gapped, or if y'all got any questions for any of these guys, this is the time to beep in. Otherwise, Bread Man has to go to the next segment of his show, which is closing it out and giving y'all the inspirational vitamin for the week in motion.
Hold on. The purple called Gap, the white boy.
God, forget. Hey, Bread.
Y'all got to get the music back on if that's where y'all going now. Let me get the music back in here. Hold on a minute.
That's right.
Hey, and what was that caller? What was that you said?
The
you said
purple
who
car,
performing?
Who performed? Yeah, the white boy and Jack.
Okay. That was a memorable time. One of my favorites all time. Let me go ahead. Y'all calling in now. Hold on. Let me get them in here. 1468. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. Now you know what we know. Come on with it.
Bad Gap, I ever seen a small block versus a big block. Gold Rush versus Sean Mason down there in Twiggs County. That was a Gap band.
Okay. Okay, you got any others you like?
Cold Killer versus Tony Wright. Tony Wright fucked him up.
Whoa. Okay, thank you, caller. Thank you so much, caller, for participating.
Wow.
What is it? See, every time after 12 o'clock, boy, it get rough on this thing. Y'all, good God almighty. But thank you, callers. Remember, that Bread Man trying to run a clean ship with the elves, D's. I don't mind a D pretty much, but the elves and all that, y'all calm down now, because I have to stay in my clean cloth mode for my inspirational vitamin, and I appreciate it if y'all don't get me in that mindset of being roughhouse.
But thank y'all for calling. If y'all have any other people that like to get one, go ahead.
I got one more. A reverse gap. When Stone Cold them got 1-1, and the car and the Pro Mod car can't catch him. The Pro Mod car got reversed on.
Stone Cold.
Wow. Reverse gap.
Wow.
That's a reverse gap.
Wow. That was a good ring.
Reverse gap. That's the first time I ever heard that. That's right. They did a reverse gap on them.
A reverse gap. He had 1-1, and Stone Cold turned on the win light.
Stone Cold turned the win light on.
The whole Texas race scene. The Texas boys have been coming over here for about 2 years now, and they've been getting towed up. And when will Texas ever learn how to race? These boys don't know how to race. They come over here and just get out stiff, get out dip, get out beat, get out run. They just get out everything.
Exactly.
Well,
he said the reverse gap. I love that. Whoever said that, you got the quote of the year, the reverse gap. That's the quote of 2014 so far, the reverse gap.
That's right.
There it is. Well, gentlemen, we're getting ready to close this segment out. We're going to start from the top. No, we're going to start from the bottom and go to the top. If y'all have any announcements in which y'all would like to add, before we get out of here and I start reading the inspirational vitamin on closeout, I'll need to hit the one button and get on in here because the bread man is getting ready to shed it down and get ready for the upcoming shows. We didn't have Tech Talk today, but if you like to get Tech Talk, there's always Ernie later this evening, Ernie Wren with Copy Car, one of my sponsors out here for the 2014 is Copy Car, Ernie Wren. He sponsors the Bread Man one-time car that will be coming out this year. You know, y'all don't quote me, but I will be running this year. Now you know what Bread Man know. Mandrill, shut up and race. I'm starting down with you. You have any closing comments or anything? Upcoming announcements or anything you'd like to add before we move on up the ladder here?
Red, I know you come to me first. But go to Pro Stock, come back to me. You know, Pro Stock come right off the top of the head.
I gotta make Pro Stock the last guy because he's one of the he's up there on the top of the board up there.
Hey, and I tell you what, I tell you what I'm gonna do. Whatever Pro Stock say, time two. That's for me too. Time two. Whatever Pro Stock say.
Okay, and thank you for being on the Bread Man One Time Show and everybody else who's on the line. I appreciate y'all for listening as well.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
And as I move up the ladder, let me go to BT. BT. Let me see. BT, are you back? BT ain't back. Hello. BT ain't back. Well, Nitro Art, we up to you.
That'll work. Now, all I've got to say, I'd like to thank everybody. I moved over here 2 years ago blindly, just thinking I wanted to do this as a living, as a dream, and I feel like I've been welcomed pretty well for coming over here unannounced, and I appreciate the support I've gotten from the Krebs Racers, from everybody.
Okay. Okay, well, we thank you for coming over here, and we understand why you ran from Texas, because now
it doesn't compare. Yeah, it was boring over there. Okay.
We understand why. Not to knock any of them guys over there. They race, but I ain't going to put out the secret of what they're doing wrong.
I know what it is, too, because I was following Atomic Dog and all of them over there. I mean, I was following Roy James and everybody putting out events over there and, you know, clear up to Dallas and everything, and it's just no comparison. It's, no. two different worlds.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully this year we get over there. We're going to get over there and definitely support Atomic Dog races and mix and mingle with those guys. And you know what I mean? Hopefully we can go over there with the intent to basically run what we bring and not so much just what you said earlier about, you know, trying something. That's grudge racing rather than class racing. No. Yeah. Yeah. We'll try something. But
I still follow the Texas scene, and I know Roy James putting on one more race, and he's done in 2014.
Well, we look forward to seeing that on a video if you go out that way. But, you know, with being said, you know, we appreciate you for coming over and definitely your videos. And you hold tight, and I'll get with you momentarily on getting mine, definitely. Thank you, Nick.
Okay.
All righty. We're down to the last but not least. Now you know what Joe know as soon as he tell us what he know. Go ahead, Pro Stock Joe.
Yeah, funny dude, Birdman. You did a good job today as a show. Let me tell you, show as well. Run those intros are killer. And my hats off to you for doing an excellent job of your show, and big props to Jay Barnes for giving you the platform and putting you on there. And see, this thing started out with a morning connection, which is really what it was. Everybody used to get on and give away everybody else, and then you guys end up turning it into a show. So big props to you, man, and continued success in what you're doing. But as far as the 2014, by the way, let me give out the secret that you would not give out to the Texas Rangers, what they're doing wrong. All right, I'm going to say this one time. I'm going to say it one time only. What y'all doing wrong is getting y'all time part whipped. I can't say ass, so we'll say rectum. Y'all getting y'all rectum whipped. So stop doing that, and y'all be all right. So anyway, now move. I'm sorry, Brad, man. I had to say that.
It's fine.
But moving right along. But 2014, I say togetherness is the Smack Talk Nation word. And, again, you can go over and see episodes of Smack Talk over on Smack Talk TV on YouTube. You can hit us up on Facebook at National Grudge Race Association, or you can go over to the website, ngra.net, or you can hit us up on Twitter at Smack Talk TV, at Smack Talk TV. I know this is going to be recorded, so you can stop the tape and write those things down. I didn't say them very, very slow. And also, if you want to be a part of the Smack Talk Nation to receive instant updates from around the country, when things happen as they happen, you can hit me up at 718-772-6139. Text the word ADD plus your name, and you too can be a part of the Smack Talk Nation. You can also hear me this evening on the Smack Talk Show, the nation's best grudge race radio, at 6 p.m. Monday, Thursday, and Friday. And the phone number is 646-595-2258. 646-595-2258. That's the Smack Talk Show with Pro Stock Joe each weekday, Monday, Thursday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Also, September 2014, togetherness is the key. Togetherness is the key. And, again, even with the radio shows, now, you know, the dog has a radio show Monday at 6. I have a radio show Monday at 6. And that's fine because, you know, there's in every town that we live in, there are multiple radio stations. There are multiple newscasts at 6 o'clock. You know, at 6 o'clock, that's when the news comes on. You can pick Channel 2 or Channel 5, and because, you know, I'm on Channel 2, I'm not going to talk bad about Channel 5. I'm just going to say that, you know, you choose which channel that best meets your needs, you know, where you are most entertained, because that's what this thing is about, entertainment. So, because there's room for even another show. Somebody else wants to start a show on Monday at 6, and that's fine. If somebody wants to start another show at 11 on the weekday, like the Breadman Show, that's fine as well. Because there is enough to go around. There's enough fans. There's enough money There's enough support to go around for everybody if we only work together. If we only work together, right? This whole hating on each other, this whole crab syndrome where you feel like you got to tear somebody else down to build yourself up, understand this. Here's what the average person sees, right? When you go to person A to talk about person B, right? When you go and you start tearing person A down, you go to person A and you start tearing person B down, guess what person B thinks about you? Well, this person came to me tearing down person A, right? What's going to happen when I get on his bad side, or when he considers me a threat, or when he decides to hate on me? So, again, you're not really helping yourself any. You're only, destroying your own credibility to reasonable-minded people. So the hate in 2014 has to stop. All the competition has to stop. But this is a business, whether people want to admit it or not, because it takes money. Money and business go together. They go hand in hand. When you think of business, you think of money. When you think of money, you think of business. Businesses make money. And so when you think of a race car, right, you think of a race car, you got to think business, because that is a small business. Every tire on that car, from the runners to the slicks or the drag radials, they cost money. The car itself, the chassis, the suspension, the shocks, the plugs, the gas, the nitrous, the turbo, the person that's tuning it, the laptop to tune it, the information from MSD, the electronics, everything in that car costs money. Business. It's a business. So all the people that made all those parts, they're getting money. They're getting compensated for that. Now, this racer who has to buy all those parts, where is he going to get subsidized from? Where is he going to get money from? Well, he has a family to take care of. Breadman said already today that I'm a working man. It's hard for me to, do multiple things, okay? This is a hobby for most of us. Now, the way we all win, now we're fans, we're entertainment fans, We want to see a music video on TV. We turn on MTV or BET, right? But you got to understand, BET sells commercials on their show in order to be able to show you those things. They make money by showing you the commercials, by letting you entertain them. So the same thing for us. Racing is no different. It is a business. So we have to support the businesses. We have to support these businesses. Each one of these drag racers is a small business. So we have to support them. Now, how do you support them? Well, you can't go and give the drag racer $20. That really wouldn't do. What you have to do is support the shootouts. You have to support the shootouts, which means support the event. You go to the event. You pay your $20. Before you go to the event, you make sure you tell everybody, come on, let's come to this event. Let's go see this good racing. If you're a race fan, let's go see this good racing. So all that money is then now spread around. The promoters, your job is to spread the wealth, to make sure the fans get their money's worth. They're getting a wealth of entertainment. Make sure that the racers get some financing, some sponsorship for their small business, because that's what a car is. A race team is a small business because it takes money. It takes money to leave your house to get to the track. It takes money to put your car together. I mean, I don't have to go specifically, but again, every single thing takes money, even to get on the internet to be able to see where the races are. That takes money, to buy the food, to put in your stomach before you go on this long 5-hour, 7-hour, 8-hour trip, or even a 2-hour trip. That takes money over and over again. So the fans come in the gate, the promoter takes the money, spreads it among the racers. The racers show up and show out. We got money to get there. The travel expenses, so they get some of those taken care of, and they get there, they get to get a little bit of more money, sponsorship money, by way of a shootout, and the shootout should not be a winner-take-all deal, should spread the money out a little bit, and everybody wins. The fans get racing, the racers get money, and the promoter is the person that brings it all together. So this is for 2014. It's togetherness, working together. Working together doesn't mean that I take a backseat to you and let you do your thing and I sit my little punk at my little punk butt down and I got to take a back seat to you. No, I don't have the answers to everything, but I do have one answer, and that one answer is the Grudge Action Networking. Everybody passes out flyers for everybody. Everybody passes out flyers or spread the word about everybody's event. Everybody that gets on these radio talk shows, make sure you're booking races for everybody's event and not just yours. Because this every man for himself mentality has gotten you where you are right now. Now, I ask the question, you know, I mean, who among us, which promoter is making money hand over fist? Which promoter is able to sponsor a lot of race cars, you know, to sponsor a lot of race cars? Every promoter is crying because they're dying. They're not really making a lot of money doing the promotion thing. You're making a few dollars, yeah, but not a whole hell of a lot of money. And if you're not making a lot of money, you can't spread a lot of money. And you can't spread a lot of money, you can't put on a great show. You can't put on a great show, you're going to have dissatisfied fans who are going to stay away from the event. So it all works in conjunction. The fans, you guys got to show up and support. Promoters, you got to spread the money. Racers, you got to race for the money. It's all a business, and we are all inextricably bound. So togetherness, 2014, Smack Talk Nation, the theme is togetherness. This is Pro Stock Joe, and now you know what I know.
Well, thank you, Stock Joe, for being on the show. It's going to be hard to come behind that. Thank you, Joe. Those was definitely, I shouldn't say Joe, let me call him Deacon. Pro Stock Joe has laid it upon your hearts and ours. Let me end it with this right here. Regardless of the circumstances, your circumstances, put your plans, your fears, and your problems before the Lord's throne of grace and ask Jesus to be your guide. Be sensitive to the whisperings and stirrings of the Holy Spirit in your life and face the future with faith and hope. You can rest assured that the living Christ will be by your side, leading and guiding you through this year. I want to say thank God for allowing you guys to be a part of the Bread Men One Time for Your Mind show this Monday, January the 6th. We ask that y'all leave with the grace and blessings of the Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, in your heart. Y'all think about what Pro Stock Joe said, and I want to thank all of the videographies that got on and shared and listened. All of the fans that listened, thank y'all. Next week, we'll get back to the Tech Talk, and I want to say one time to Jimmy Marino, I know you're doing what you got to do out there, but we're thinking about you, my brother. So with that being said, y'all take care. This is the show. The Bread Men, One Time. Y'all have a good one. We out of here.